I'd like to share with you a fascinating story that pertains to the Daf Torah that we will read on Shabbos, where Reb Aryeh Levin, the father-in-law of Reb Eliashiv, known as the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim, got married. He wanted to spend time with his new wife, but there was the issue of Bittul Torah. So he came up with a plan. Every night they will learn together b'chavrusa. On Friday night, they learn the Daf Torah of the week. So it's Friday night, Parshas Vayera, and the young couple is learning the Daf Torah together. And the Daf Torah talks about this righteous woman, this Ishua Shunamis, this anonymous woman that lived in Shunam. And Elisha Navi used to travel from town to town, spreading the Dvar Hashem. And every time he passed the town of Shunam, this Ishua Shunamis graciously hosted Elisha Navi. She even built a special room for him in her attic. And Elisha was very grateful for her generous hospitality, and he wanted to repay her for all of her kindness. So he sent his servant Gehazi to offer her money and protection, but she turned him down. She said those now famous words, "B'toich ami anoichi yosheves." I'm good. I don't lack anything. I don't expect any compensation for my hospitality. Still looking to reward his hostess, Elisha turns to Gehazi, "Find out if there's anything we can do to reward her for her kindness." And Gehazi turns to Elisha, "Beinela, she doesn't have any children. She's barren. V'isha zaken, and her husband is elderly." When Elisha hears this, he summons her and he tells her, "L'moyedazeh, next year this time, at chavekas bein, you will be hugging your son." And as promised, a year later, she gave birth to a baby boy. Fast forward a few years, the pasuk says, "V'yigdal hayeled," the child is 5 years old, and he's out in the field with his father, and suddenly he screams out, "Roshi, Roshi, my head, I have terrible pain in my head." And they rush him to the house, and tragically, the boy passes away. The boy's mother, this Ishua Shunamis, is devastated. She's distraught, but she doesn't panic. She keeps her composure. She says, "I'll run over to the next town, and I'll track down Elisha Anavi, and hopefully, he can perform another miracle for us." If you're reading the Daf Torah from Chumash, inexplicably, it says, "Kan Mesaimim Hasfardim." The Sfardim complete Daf Torah reading at this point in the story. And they go on to Daf Musaf. The Ashkenazim read on, and Elisha comes to the house, and he performs an act on the child, and he resurrects the child back to life. Tchias HaMesim. So Reb Aryeh Levin is sitting there with his new wife, and they're going through the story, and his wife turns to him, "Rabbi Levin, I want to ask you a question. I don't understand the Sfardim. How can they stop reading the Daf Torah at this point? Not only is this the ultimate cliffhanger, but what a tragedy. Here you have this couple that was childless for many years. They finally have this miracle child. This child is their whole life. And he suddenly passes away. And his father closed the Chumash and go on to Daf Musaf. They don't want to know the rest of the story. They don't have a conscience. How are they able to make Kiddush and eat their cholent?" Rabbi Aryeh Levin looks at his new wife and he says, "That's a great question. I'm afraid I don't have an answer for you. Rebbitzin, would you like to suggest an answer?" And she thinks, and she says, "You know, I have an answer for you. Do you know why they don't have to complete Daf Torah? Because the Sfardim have Amunas Chachamim. We went to a tzaddik, we pleaded with the God Ladar, he will daven for us. He will intervene on our behalf. We have a Muna that his tefillah will help us, and everything will turn out just fine. And now, Anta Musaf." If this story wasn't incredible enough, there's a fascinating postscript to this story. Who was this child that two miracles were performed for him? Chazal say he was none other than Chavakuk Hanavi. The Gemara says towards the end of Masechtas Makkos, "Bo Chavakuk v'amidan alachas." Chavakuk came along and established the entirety of Torah on one principle: Tzaddik b'amenosa yichya. The tzaddik lives by his faith. So how apropos that it was Chavakuk who said the statement. The person that was born through a miracle and got a second chance at life only because of the faith of his mother, the Ishua Shunamis. And ironically, through the emunah that she had in the tzaddik. So it was Chavakuk who said, the entirety of Torah, the life of a yid, boils down to one principle: Tzaddik b'amenosa yichya. Chavakuk was born through the bracha of a tzaddik and was resurrected to life only because of the unwavering amunah his mother had in a tzaddik. Bo Chavakuk v'amidan alachas. One principle, amunah, and that will lead you to the rest of the Torah. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.